I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Andy, what's going on with the weather here in West New York?
Yeah, we've got some pretty good thunderstorms. One that raced through North Buffalo, I should say, the North Towns and off into Genesee County. Another area, what I call the rain train, that's been coming down over downtown Buffalo, South Buffalo, West Seneca, off towards Elma and Marilla. And just reviewing the Skycam that I've got downtown, looking at this, I think it's going to be labeled a lot of people thought it was a water spout. I'm going to bet, David, that by the end of today, they're going to label this a tornado, maybe an F0. Wow. That it came across right out of Fort Erie. So anybody that was downtown, I'm watching the video now. I'm going to post this to social media coming up. But, yeah, it came right across the mouth of the Niagara River. And do you know where the LaSalle Park, the band, band shells, it enters the park right there between that and the crane. It's swirling around. It might have toppled a tree there. Then it jumps the 190 and goes into kind of the lower west side. I'm not sure how far it continued beyond that. You can see very clearly from the video that it's moving the trees, it's displacing things as it goes through, but it wasn't enough to twister things up like you'd see out in the Midwest with an F4, F5. But this thing, as I look at it, definitely formed over the land portion of Fort Erie. So it's not over the lake. It probably was a higher end of a water spout type. Water spouts 40, 50 miles an hour. Looking at this, this was probably in that 70 mile an hour, maybe even 100 as this came through. But it's going to be a very, I think they may classify it as a low level tornado, or, you know, kind of a cousin of a water spout, if you will. But it was significant enough that it came right through and might have done some minor damage on its way by.
When you classify these things, is it like a water spout can be over land for a certain amount of time or distance before, you know, you look at it and say, well, no, that's definitely a tornado? What is the limitation of water spout?
You end up with semantics here. I mean, it occurred right at the edge of the lake. It really did. It's near the edge of the lake. So that's why it did form over land. It didn't form over the water. So technically, it's a land-borne vortex or a swirl, right? And then it comes across the river, and then it slams into the shoreline there in downtown and move right through the lower west side and then pulls back up into the sky. So that's why I call it, you know, kind of a cousin of a water spout, because if this had occurred in Genesee County, it gets called a tornado 10 out of 10 times. In this situation, because it's so close to the edge of the lake where it does form, it might end up being it's probably the level of a water spout and the effect of a water spout, but because it formed over land, it may get labeled as a tornado by the end of the day. In the end, it's a swirl of air that came down, interacted with the land, and then moved across and through downtown. It didn't, as I looked back at it, just zeroed in. I see a couple of trees down in LaSalle Park. It's hard, anything else, there's no real large-scale damage left over from this. But people that did see it, I mean, it's impressive as it went, and it lasted for a pretty good time. I mean, I watched it just as I replayed it here on kind of like 10X, where you speed it up. And that took a while, but in real time, it was really a slow moving thing. As you could watch it, with enough time, you could get your phone out and take a look. I'm sure we're going to see some people with some pretty dramatic video out of this. Right now, those storms that were over West Seneca are continuing to move away, so we're going to get some improvement in downtown, we've already seen that. And areas of West Seneca, Blaisdell, South Buffalo, who've just been inundated by this rain for the last almost hour and a half. Now it's all moving towards Marilla, Bennington, northern sections of Wyoming County. The large thunderstorm that went through Batavia is gone, but another one has blown up right on top of it. The Weather Service has made a couple of severe thunderstorm warnings that were put out, and there's one that's in place right now until around, let's see, it expires in about an hour, and that's going to be for the one that's exiting Erie County going into Wyoming County. So these have been very active. They've whipped up the winds, as we've seen, and really produced some torrential downpours, some clear air lightning today, which is something that we don't get a lot of, but in this situation, the way that these have formed in kind of a line, and they weren't really advancing north and south, just kind of spreading east, if you will, in a rain train, because that one spot just keeps getting hit. But the lightning bolts were actually flying out into areas that weren't getting the rain. So that was kind of an odd clear air lightning day, where you've always heard, you know, hey, just because you aren't getting rained on, you can get hit by lightning. Well, today that was the case, where Orchard Park was getting the lightning while West Seneca was getting the rain.
Andy Parker, go follow him on X.com at Andy Parker TV. You can also text the word weather to 716-503. Andy Parker, man, news is breaking, tornadoes are happening. Andy Parker's always there. Appreciate you, sir. Thank you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.